Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about what you should know about Bradford pear trees. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Jason Gordon, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. So, Jason, there's been some recent talk in the news about the curse of the Bradford pear. Explain to our audience what this is referring to.
Well, Amy, I'm not sure why this is in the news all of a sudden, because it's really been a problem for many decades. Tree people who manage trees, have advised since many years ago not to plant Bradford pear. But there's been some recent news stories that are capitalizing on what happens in the spring with Bradford pear, and that it shoots out these beautiful spring white blooms or flowers that we see all over the place. And so they're latching on to that as a story. But these articles point out that the tree is a non-native species that comes from Asia, and they point out that it has weak branch unions and very heavy limbs that often break in strong winds, and therefore it's not a very good tree, and they're correct about that. Bradford pears grow fast and they die fast, typically not lasting more than about 25 years. But in my opinion, the articles go a little too far by claiming that Bradford pear is an environmental catastrophe, in quotes, and that it can be worse than kudzu.
Yes, that does sound a little bit sensational. What makes Bradford pear such a bad tree?
Well, we've had several examples of this. Like the ginkgo, the Bradford pear was brought over from Asia back in the 60s before doing any real homework on it. And they just liked the way it looked in the spring and didn't consider how a species from, how a non-native species can react in non-native environments. And we still do this today. The main issue is that they have, Bradford pears have very weak branch connections to the stem of the tree. These Bradford pears have what's known as included bark, where the branches do not adequately fuse to the main stem of the tree. Essentially, there's nothing really good connecting the branch to the tree. So this means that when there's ice or wind, like what we have in Mississippi, a lot of these strong winds, the tree twists, it's torsion, and that then separates those weakly fused branches from the stems. And this is why we see Bradford pears with the limbs stripped off and broken all the time around our cities and towns. A second problem is that these trees are very short-lived. They only live, like I said, about 20 to 25 years. 25 years is really getting to be very old for a Bradford pear and very dangerous. It becomes a very dangerous Bradford pear. I tend to look at things from a risk assessment perspective, and I wouldn't want one of these trees, these 25-year-old Bradford pears, hanging over my parked cars. When trees grow fast and are short-lived, like Bradford pears, they tend to have weaker wood that cannot survive in storms very well. A final major problem that some of these articles have been pointing out is that Bradford pears have been spreading. People do continue to plant them in error, but they're also seeding naturally and creating a whole new population or whole population of these high-risk urban trees, and that's a very major concern for cities.
And what are the alternatives to Bradford pear trees?
Some of the news articles that have come out recently have advocated cutting down all the Bradford pears. And I would not support this because this is still tree canopy, which has associated benefits such as filtering air pollution and stormwater remediation and so on and so forth. But I would recommend not planting any more Bradford pears. And any reputable nursery shouldn't have Bradford pears anyway, but there are cultivars. So there's some people that claim that cultivars work better than the regular Bradford pear. A cultivar is kind of a spinoff. So there's some called Capital, there's some Cleveland Select, New Bradford, and so on. There's a number of different cultivars, but they might work slightly better, but really, in the end, they all tend to split easily. All types of calorie pear, Bradford pear, have weak branch unions. So you can actually reduce, although not eliminate, the failures of risk with Bradford pear through structural pruning, but the best thing to do is to consider native trees. There's all kinds of red buds and buckeyes and service berries with white blossoms and red blossoms, fringe trees, all kinds of trees that you can plant that are native and have evolved in our climate and our soils, and they're good alternatives.
Thank you so much, Jason. Today we've been speaking with Jason Gordon, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.